This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 9:05. Just drew another prize. Somebody just won some tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Ooh.
That is a, if you haven't been to see that, man, that is a spectacle around Christmas time. They always support us, TSO does, during the big Toys for Tots 28-hour show. And give us like a slew of tickets and toys and money and all this stuff. So we're very thankful to those guys. And I definitely personally recommend you check it out when they come to the Well, because that's
a hell of a good
show. It's a rock and roll Christmas show, man. It's badass.
Yeah, they put on a great performance year after year out here.
God, I wish, you know, you could donate a certain toy amount and you get to work the laser during the show.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But if you donate a toy, you get free Mattman eyebrow shavings.
I wonder if you donate enough toys, if the Swamp Rappers let you play some goalie tonight.
Ooh.
Ooh,
sure.
Yeah.
I'd do that.
Why not? Why not? Yeah, we're live at the Bonsecours Wellness Arena. We are going into hour three of the 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots. We do it each and every year. It's our 15th year. So 3 hours down, only 25 to go.
Yeah, and Take Heart Church is out here now setting up for the they have coffee, they have hot chocolate. I don't call it hot cocoa.
Hot cocoa.
Hot chocolate.
Come on.
They have that
hot choc
setting up out front now. The Marines are taking in your donations of cash, taking in your donations of toys. And if you're just driving by, I saw the Marines out there working the intersection. They're out there in the median along East North Street right now collecting cash donations.
Yeah, they are. If you don't have time to buy a brand new toy, bring by cash donations, because tonight Paige will be doing her annual shopping spree at OB Taylor's, and they're going to match us dollar for dollar up to $5,000. So I feel confident we'll have $5,000 at least.
Yes.
Pretty confident of that. So that's at least $10,000 worth of toys. But I asked years ago, I said, give a dollar amount of how many toys we need to bring in to make sure all these kids have that. And they're like, it goes up every day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we said today it's X amount of dollars, tomorrow it would go up because new problems would happen. People, relationships split up. Mom or dad's out of the picture or lose a job or whatever the reason is. You know, that's going to be the hardest thing in the world to do as a parent, to go to somebody and say, man, I don't have any. I'm not being like silly right now. I'm serious. It's got to be something to go to some kind of assistance and say, I'm just having a rough time right now. I want to make sure my kids have a Christmas. Can you help me out? You imagine? That's got to be a tough pill to swallow.
Having to swallow not your pride, because it isn't a matter of pride. It's a matter of ego. You have to – most of the time we say swallow your pride. What we should say is swallow your ego, because it isn't a pride thing. It's strictly an ego thing. But, yeah, you have to swallow that ego and ask for help on something like providing Christmas gifts for your kids. It's a hard thing to do. I can't imagine how hard it must be to do. But and we hear from people year after year when we start promoting the 28-hour Toys for Tots show.
Yep.
Messages, emails, all kind of Snapchats, whatever, they all pour in from people who are having a hard time and they need some help.
Or, and I'm not going to mention him by name because I know he doesn't look for any kind of attention with it, but we have a gentleman that locally helps us out tremendously every year with Toys for Tots. The reason is because his mother was a recipient of Toys for Tots when he was a little boy.
Yep.
Because his dad was out of the picture. Now he's quite prominent and supports the hell out of it because he knows how important it is.
Yeah, I mean, he went through
that. That man was Jethro.
He went through that as a child. Now he's quite blessed in life, and he loves to help out and loves to give back.
Yeah, yeah. So it is a very important thing. No matter how you feel about Christmas or the holidays or whatever you want to call it, you know what that means. And we kind of touched on this the other day, too, about how it is for a kid who the parents are having hard times, daddy, to go back to school after Christmas when everybody's showing off everything they got. And then, you know. So with that, bring a toy that you would like your child to receive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what they always push, is quality, not quantity, with Toys for Tots. They don't just want a bunch of, you know, little tchotchke toys. They would rather have one or two good toys than five or six, you know, little cheap nothing toys.
I was talking to P1P Head from Goldline Motors a moment ago, and he brought by a bunch of various toys, including basketballs. So I was like, you know what? That's smart.
I got some basketballs for you.
It's great. And you know what else is good?
He signed them all.
Oh, good, good. Those will be worth more now. We always get a lot of bikes, but we don't get enough helmets. Oh, wow. See all these Amazon boxes that rolled up?
Dude, I know. And me and Inario just had a great idea for next year. It'll have to be for next year. But for folks that are in Western North Carolina, Georgia, whatever, can't get here, can't do anything online, they could buy stuff from Amazon, send it to the radio station, and then we just bring it here.
Yeah, just drop ship it to us, and we'll throw it in the pile for you.
That would be huge,
We won't
man.
Throw it. We'll gently put it
gently
in the pile.
Place
we'll do
it
that next year.
For
Gila.
Yeah, you learn year to year.
Live and learn, man.
They learned last year we needed heaters out here, so we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right. It only took a few.
Yeah. And next year they'll learn how many propane tanks it takes to keep us warm all night.
That's right. That's right. But literally, you are the power behind this. We have all of our great sponsors and obviously the Marines that are out here volunteering of their time. And like I said, great sponsors. But you are the energy behind it because we could be sitting here with a microphone that nobody is listening to and a bunch of empty boxes. Luckily, a whole bunch of people listening and a lot of toys coming in, even though – 5 hours ago, I was like, we're screwed. We are screwed sideways with this thing, man. I was going like opposite Gary V. I was like, no, this is going to be awful. This sucks. And now look, it's silver linings.
The power of positivity. I learned that from Diamond Dallas Page.
That's right, Bank. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to ask Diamond Dallas Page. Diamond, what do I say when people point at my eyebrows and laugh?
Yeah.
Or my lack thereof.
And, you know, speaking of DDP, I'll be doing not a class, but I'll be probably out there doing my DDP yoga about 2 o'clock in the morning just trying to stay awake and warm.
On the ice.
No, probably outside the building. So come out and, I'll show you some DDP yoga moves outside at 2 a.m.
Broken
so you
table.
Stay awake. Broken table's my favorite.
Yep. Yeah, you got to take a diamond cutter through a table.
Bang!
That's part of it, actually, diamond cutter.
Yeah, it is. It really stretches out the lower back real good, man. It's a great
love
one.
Doing it.
Stretches out the shoulders. It's good for you.
We're going to have several prizes that we're going to be giving away throughout the next, 25 hours or so. We got Trevor Noah tickets, TSO tickets. We've got Master Built Butterball turkey deep fryers.
Ooh, those are nice.
I want to see if we have an extra one.
Yeah, I would love to have one of those.
I just want to borrow it. I don't even need to retain it year round.
Yeah, just use it for next week and then give it back.
Dabo Sweeney signed football.
Oh, let me get that.
At 11 a.m., Moe's will be out here serving up lunch for donors and for us.
Bring a couple Joey bag of donuts.
Yeah, so if you
three megas.
You know, if you like
queso dip.
If you like some Moe's and you have a donation, again, you skip lunch out on the town around downtown Greenville. Come out here, donate a toy, donate a few dollars, and get you some Moe's for lunch on the house just because you donated.
Yeah, that's true. They'll be here at 11 o'clock-ish. Stomper from the Swamp Rabbits, you know they have a game tonight. Stomper, the official mascot, will be here. Probably to poke fun at my lack of eyebrows, too. the mascot's going to even laugh at me. That's fun.
Yeah,
I'm getting real itchy up here now, too.
What are you going to do, make fun of him because his hockey stick's a carrot?
Yeah.
Show him.
Your eyesight's great.
And speaking of that, if you haven't heard yet, Swamp Rabbits game tonight against the Norfolk Admirals. They're giving $2 from each ticket sold to Toys for Tots.
Yeah, and during that time, we'll be, we are right now, but during that time specifically, we'll be in the building. So you'll have to come in to do the me and G, or the M and G with TRG then.
Yes. I mean, we'll
meet and greet.
We'll be coming out sporadically, I'm sure, but you don't want to be hanging out in that cold wind.
No, neither do we.
No, yeah, so come to the game. $2 from each ticket goes toward the dividends here for Toys for Tots. And again, that's the best bang for your buck in town as far as I'm concerned if you got kids because will watch it. They will put their device down. And, like, my kid's almost 16, and she watched it and loved it.
Yeah. And I mean,
just enough violence to keep the kids' attention.
Yeah.
That's true, and they can yell.
It's fast-paced. Like,
yeah.
Live hockey moves at a fast clip. It's a lot faster than watching a football game or watching a baseball game. It moves a lot faster than watching a basketball game. There's very little stoppage time in hockey. They just go out there and play.
Plus,
so it's fun to watch.
It's never too early to teach your kids to heckle.
Exactly, exactly.
And just bang on glass.
Yeah, tell him to pick a guy on the opposing team and just they don't like the way he looks.
Yeah.
And just ride him the whole game.
Yeah.
I love to do that. I lost my voice on opening night.
Stop throwing BBs on the ice, Matt, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to say, you know, anything to help the team win, anything. Anything to help these kids have a Christmas. That's what it is about, and we would love to meet each and every one of you. We'd love for you to come by and see us. We can work out something within your schedule between now and 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, no matter what schedule you're working on. And another way that you can help out, if you're not following our good friend, Attorney Rob Inario, on the old IG Instagram, he's on there, at Rob Inario. So here's a way you can Inario. It's a tough name. Put in R-O-B-I-A-N, and it pops up.
It should autocomplete after that.
Rob Ian.
So far, I've been screwed out of $143, which,
that's good.
If we get that in time for the shopping spree, will turn into $286 for needy children.
You're that's good at math.
I'm going to do that all the way up to $1,000.
Hey. Right.
I love that.
So, yeah, I mean, look, if you want to donate $1, that goes a long way because Rob will match you on that, and then OP Taylor's will match you on that up to $5,000 tonight on the shopping spree.
Yeah, and you can come by and take pictures with us, take pictures of me without eyebrows. You'll only be able to do that for the next 46 days, statistically speaking.
46 to 54.
Whatever.
It keeps getting longer.
Right.
So, you know, you only have to, like, Christmas-ish.
I didn't know what microblading was until then. Until this all started, I thought it was like midget cutters.
Somebody was telling me about thread removal, where they use thread to pull your eyebrows out.
Dude,
they
do weaving. They weave in eyebrows.
Yeah.
I've gotten between this and epilepsy, I am the expert now on all this stuff. People send me all the information.
Just think, you can start the new year with a new set of eyebrows.
I know. It's the new me.
The new you.
Screwed out of another dollar.
It's funny.
And another one.
Whatever health problems we have, we wind up having a little support group that springs up among the P1s. Like, I have all the back surgery people in my ear all the time.
Constipated
still.
People, yeah.
Yeah,
them.
Constipated people, people who had bowel impactions.
Yeah.
And then you have all the eyebrow people and the epilepsy people.
And diabetes.
And diabetes people, yeah.
Fat boy has the early grays.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I got the older crowd.
Yeah.
The 4 o'clock buffet.
Yes. And Paige has all the women. And,
yeah, I'll take the female problems.
And creepy guys.
All the women with
hey,
back
y'all wave
trouble.
To the camera. We're pausing for to take a picture. Okay, good. Oh, okay.
He's taking
set myself selfie. Up for a meme. He's zoomed in on the eyebrows. Great.
Paige has already got a couple hugs today. Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
How you swinging that?
We get handshakes. They go in for the hugs with Paige. I'll give hugs.
I give hugs.
Hey, I've offered three hugs to everybody who donates. If they want a hug, I got them. Plus, it keeps me warm.
Can I do butterfly kisses without eyebrows?
Yeah, it just requires eyelashes. Okay. You still have those.
That's just weird. Yeah. With a beard.
I'll shake your hand, buddy. That's it.
That's a good time.
The thing with us, though, if we give you butterfly kisses, you might get a little bit of cheek grease on your face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, cheek grease.
Face cheeks.
Slide down your face.
That double check real quick.
That's when you stay in the bathroom a little too long. Get a little. It looks like a snow angel in the toilet seat.
Ew. Nasty.
God, it's only 20 after 9.
Only 20 after 9.
Getting punchy.
Right. But we're having a blast, and again, appreciate your support, all the retweets, all the shares to your Instagram stories, all of that. Spread the word for us. We sure do appreciate it. We're going to get into some headlines next, Paige. Are you prepared to give us another award-winning news complex presentation?
Better than your eyebrows.
Better. Well, my eyebrows are right here. If I sneeze, I'll blow them all over
all
your
right.
laptop.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get into the Plex with Paige next. Rise Guys headlines live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena. It's 28 hours at TRG.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, 9, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, here's something exciting. Whoever won that $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot in South Carolina still hasn't claimed the prize.
But he'd best come by with a load of toys.
Yes.
We know you're
that's
local.
What I'm saying, buddy boy.
Yeah, you could single-handedly make this the biggest one we ever had. You wouldn't miss a dime of it.
I'm wondering if now that's not where one of the guys from Advanced Technology Services, maybe they're the ones who won the Powerball because they just brought a slowed
Yeah, maybe he'll want to get off the mill hill and go get his check.
Yeah, we've heard rumors about that.
Fat Boy thinks he knows who the person is.
I've been told by a couple of people who it was with pretty good authority.
I've heard so many rumors about who it is or who it was.
I saw the Facebook profile of the person, and I was like,
supposedly.
Could you imagine, though, if it's not? Because I saw a woman. I saw a woman's Facebook profile that humpteen people said wanted.
Well, there's all kind of rumors flying around town because whenever something happens, we turn into a giant Mayberry.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. They come film an awful George Clooney movie here.
I'm looking like Ernest
watched.
T. Bass today.
Yeah, a little bit.
And can you blame the person for not coming forward? No. You know, we're going into the holidays, and everybody's going to be expecting big presents at Christmas time. Maybe this person is waiting. You have 180 days to claim it.
You got to worry about a little bit more than Christmas presents. You have $1.5 billion, and you live here. You're like in the top three wealthiest people in the entire state just because you bought a lottery ticket.
Yeah, your preacher says you needed to learn to divide by 10.
Yeah. Well, there was a case where this guy won $400,000 in the Illinois lottery, and he was killed by a home invasion robbery.
Yes, you have to worry about
you have to worry about things like that.
Money. You really do.
So I don't blame that person for not wanting to have their picture posted everywhere in South Carolina. You'd be a marked person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, there is that person. Let's take their car and drive them to the bank.
If what I was told is true, the wrong dude won. I mean, that is life-altering money. And
if
it
you're
just
out
happened.
There listening to that, please buy a load of toys and come down here and kick Fat Boy's butt.
Yeah.
Get the toys.
Throw the toys at Fat Boy if you want.
Yeah. Yeah. You spend it on something else.
By the way, do you know who the wealthiest person in South Carolina is?
Not
Mark Hendricks.
Anita Zucker.
Close.
Huh.
Anita Zucker.
Who's that?
$3.7 billion. She was the CEO of Hudson's Bay Company. She was.
You can look up who has the most money by state.
Well, if you know who she is, you can figure that out pretty quick.
Yeah.
She was married to Jerry Zucker, if you ever heard of him.
Oh, yeah. Old Jerry.
Yeah, she was married to him, and then he passed away 10 years ago, and obviously then she became the wealthiest person in this entire state.
Wow.
Well, that's exciting. Anita, we love you. Come donate toys.
It wasn't Tom's from Tom's Barbecue?
Drive on up here from Charleston.
Yeah, Anita.
Toys.
Anita, donation of toys.
Was it Maurice? Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, some of the ads are already surfacing for Black Friday sales. I tried to look for some stuff, but, you know, you're not going to get a PS4 and save a lot of money. The bargains that I saw were just kind of like the game packages, but not a PS4 that's marked down 50% off. I was looking. So
not going to happen.
Not going to happen. But there
and
are.
And we all know the inside stuff about, like, when they would have, you know, DVD players for $20 or whatever, they would have like four or five to a store.
Uh-huh.
You'd get there and like, oh, sorry, we're sold out. And they are because they only had four.
Really?
Yeah.
So those people waited in line for that big flat screen TV and there was only four.
And you know if you work there, you're going to get to call dibs on one.
Well, they'll put them out early and say don't touch until like midnight.
Right.
Well.
I know I'm sitting here at a toy donation marathon broadcast right now, but boy, Christmas really is snapping in a little too early.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally the day after Halloween, there was no poor pilgrims.
Well, the 28-hour show is always what kicks off the Christmas season for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's hard not to get in the spirit.
But there's no Black Friday anymore.
No.
I mean, Amazon's already advertising Black Friday sales now, pre-Black Friday sales.
The only person that I know who's decorated for Christmas is 9.
Yeah,
so far.
That's a little Debbie cake. That doesn't count. And he's already ate it.
No, I have not. I'm not going to eat that till Christmas Day when I unwrap the. Well, there won't be any presents, but if there were, I'd unwrap those and then eat my little
cake. That's so sweet. You have something to unwrap.
Better get it for the dog, Gus.
I already told you, if you want to come pick me up and bring me back to your house, I'll celebrate Christmas with you.
Yeah, you can Uber.
Uber.
I don't think they go to Piedmont.
You'd have to split it two ways then.
Get the biggest Uber you can get your hands
unwrap
on.
Unwrap the cake.
It will go past Moonville, I read.
Well, I live in Moonville, dang it.
They'll drop you off at the clock and they'll come get you.
Yeah.
The clock of Moonville, right? Not the one in Piedmont. Piedmont.
Nah, right.
So there is a site out there that figured how much you're going to save this season. And the average discount really isn't as good as you thought it was going to be. It's not bad, but you can go to other sales all year round and get 37% off across the store. That's your average saving in an average store. But there are other stores that are better that are going to give you 50% off. So when you go to these big sales and you wait in line all night long, you're expecting what? Something for nothing, practically.
It's a psychological condition that we have. Like, for instance, not a good example here. Nine, will you dress up for Halloween next year?
Yeah, you know, probably.
Okay, play along. Will you dress up for Halloween next year?
Absolutely.
Why didn't you go to all the 75% off Halloween the costume sales last week?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't, during the summertime, you get some sweaters that are 90% off? Because we can't think like that.
Because I don't know what I'm going to dress up as for Halloween next year.
Whatever's marked down.
You know what I'm saying. We don't like to, we live in the moment. We don't plan ahead. Did you read the thing that, in Ernst & Young, I don't trust them as far as I could throw them, but they put out a thing the other day that said, we're at an all-time low of people in America having 401ks.
Yes.
And you say, well, who cares about that? You will
you
in like
to.
20 years when it all, the walls fall down.
When we're going to have an all-time high number of people living under bridges
yeah.
in their 60s.
Because they don't, I mean, they're going to want to retire, but they're not going to have any way to retire. And
no,
the government
Social Security.
Assistance will be gone.
Yeah. Look, you don't want to wind up like my parents, all right?
Give your parents for Christmas a 401k. Start it for them.
Well, it's a little late now, right?
Never too late.
It's a little late if they're like 60 and they got like, hey, I'm about to retire. I have $1,500 saved.
Let me take a Roth IRA.
You're going to have a great month of retirement.
Well, the best discount.
Actually, have a rough
Mark
month.
Hendricks has a Hagar IRA.
That's awesome. Sam. So the best discount you can find will be at Belk's because they have an average of a little over 68%. So
Simpson?
That's mainly clothing and little other things like, you know, not a lot on cosmetics. But other stores where you can save 50%, Fat Boy might be excited about T-shirts. JCPenney.
Yeah.
Stage, Kohl's, New York & Company, and Payless.
Oh, yeah. I like Kohl's. They are big and tall. And some good stuff.
Yeah. I'll give you a hack. Outlets do not mean cheaper.
No,
there you
they
go.
Do not.
There's
they
your hack.
Absolutely do not mean cheaper
in fact,
at all.
In fact, they're sometimes more expensive than they are at the malls.
Yeah, yeah. And you can get some designer stuff online. It's real and it's affordable.
Yeah.
Well, other than clothing, and you think, what does somebody want if you want tools or some kind of gadget? That's not going to be that big of a savings this Christmas because True Value Hardware Stores, they have about a 16% discount. You know, and I want a, like an electric screwdriver or something like that. We can plug it in. Rechargeable. Is that the,
that's
so
what
you're
want?
Looking at me like I'm crazy, Rob.
Is that what you want?
I
really?
Can hear you. I don't have a headset.
I do because I had one and somebody messed it up. It doesn't screw nice. Anymore.
Well, if I get your name, I know what to get you.
Well, that's what
you
I want.
Does it need to be double-headed?
I told her the attachments from Adam and Eve weren't meant to go on that thing.
I need to hang some drapes, floor to ceiling drapes, and I need that. So
yeah.
that's my dream.
Yeah.
Some tools.
You can see through
other
the market.
Things.
I thought it was like one of those handheld fans. It's like, no.
I want my hair blowing in the wind all the time. Big Lots, 25% off. Not as good as you think. You think you're going to get the bargain going in there.
25% off already, like, through the floor prices, though. So 25% off of that, I mean, so they'll pay you for some of it.
Sam's Club, 25% off.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ace Hardware. So, you know, you got to shop
things.
If you want to save some money. That's what it comes down to. Look at the ads, see what you want. Don't be duped in something that looks
25%
better than
off 80 pounds of dog food.
Don't do this. It's incredibly dumb when you go around buying things just because they're cheap. And I see people do that all the time.
Hoarders.
Coupons,
like,
yeah.
Oh, I bought this because it was 75%. Well, you don't want it. Why did you spend money on something you don't even want?
The extreme couponing ladies will buy, like,
4 bottles of soap.
Yeah.
Or stuff for, like, a baby. And they don't have a child. They're like, but I would be losing money if I didn't buy it. And I'm like, what?
No, you'd be keeping money.
And then they have a room of their house that's set up like some kind of like church food closet that's set up. And they're look at all this stuff. And I got it for 18 cents.
Well, yeah. I call stores now to put up signs that say you cannot double or triple coupon anymore. You just use it once and that's it.
I had to quit watching Hoarders. It depressed me. Like, I really could feel a depression coming upon me seeing that people live like that.
Why
really
does it depress you? Does it think
depressing.
That it could happen?
Because it's the no, I don't
that's
think
a good
it could, I live too clean. Literally, I can't live in filth. But I could see where it would happen, especially people that live alone.
Yeah, I could start
hoarding lots of animals in the house.
A lot of times,
I only have three.
A lot of times, it's people trying to fill a void in their life.
Oh yeah,
and you can't fill it with crap. You can only fill it with
Blow up dolls.
The love and warmth of other people.
Mm-hmm. And their craft.
Or those blow up dolls that are warm enough to be real people.
Oh. Yeah, you just put them in the microwave for a little while.
To get some of those.
Yeah, you should watch The Hoarders that comes on Playboy Channel.
Oh, man.
I beg your pardon.
They're called stuffers.
Well, if you love your pet, you might love your pet more after I do this story, because 1 in 10 pet owners say that their pets saved their life.
Huh. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Paige, do you say that? You're an owner of pets?
I do, because I set my – well, let me rephrase that. There was a fire in my house. I don't know how it started, but my dogs came upstairs while I was in the bathroom, and they were barking. And I went downstairs, and my condo is engulfed in flames.
What? When did this happen?
How'd you get out?
What happened was there was a candle that was knocked over, and it fell on my yoga mat, and everything was on fire.
It's just like a scene from Backdraft, the way you set it up.
Engulfed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it was going up into the wall and stuff. So what I did is I wrapped up the
Be careful.
The yoga mat and threw it outside. And then I got the fire off the wall with a fire extinguisher, and it burned the floor a little bit. But I was lucky that I did that. And my friend's like, why didn't you call 911? And I said, if I waited to call 911, my house would be gone.
Well, if you just waited. Just watched it burn.
So, it was just crazy. Because
and you came to work the next morning?
Mark Mader.
Well, no, I can't. It was on a Saturday night when that happened. Oh. I still have the scars from burning myself and doing that. You know?
Good Lord. I thought those were tattoos.
No.
Since my dog's been through the house blowing up, since she went through that experience, if a pot starts to boil over on the stove, she immediately starts barking at it to alert you something's wrong. She's on top of stuff like that. She doesn't want to see a fire truck again as long as she lives.
I bet.
She wants those meatballs.
Yeah, she does. They don't boil over. They cook in sauce.
What, you feed her meatballs?
No, but she would love to eat them if I did.
Oh, I see.
She has to gaseous. Smell them cooked for 6 hours.
Yeah.
Delicious.
I know you're real particular about what she eats, Inga.
Yeah, she has a sensitive stomach. Got to be careful with her.
Man, me too.
She eats expensive dog food for sensitive stomachs and sweet potatoes that I bake for her once a week.
Oh, you're a good doggy daddy.
Well, I got to cook for somebody.
Oh.
I know start the talking feeling. My eyes get like the Undertaker. Oh, God.
Well, 1 in 3 pet owners say that their pets have alerted them from anything from a fire or a carbon monoxide leak, break-in, or something else that's going on in your house.
Cats can smell cancer.
Well, dogs can.
I'm serious.
They'll start licking you where you have cancer.
Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Like, if a cat did smell cancer, like, how would it tell you?
You'd probably go and sniff it.
You know, what do you... No.
I hope you don't have testicular cancer.
Lick it.
The cat sniffing me and smells cancer, how does it alert me to that? Like, they say all the time that they have them in, various hospice and nursing homes.
You got prostate cancer, Dad.
Yeah. Oh, no, they might have cancer, or they might have spilled tuna juice on their finger.
That's what I told her.
I think I'm going to die. Got a web MD.
Stop. Smell my finger. That's what I have for lunch.
Oh. You're going to break your neck.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
Does it smell like Fat Boy?
Chicken of the sea.
Oh, smells like aqua disio and sweetness.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, Paige. I want to measure my heart rate there in headlines, because I really feel like it just goes through the roof. You're going to give me a heart attack, Elizabeth.
I hope not.
You really are. All right. We're going to take a little break. We come back. We'll catch up on where we are as we enter into hour 4 of the 28-hour Rise Guys show for Toys for Tots, live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena with attorney Rob Inario powering it all up. Follow him at Rob Inario on your social media touch points. Get some more money for Toys for Tots. We'll break live from the well and be right back. More TRG.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
And I am talking. Morning, everybody. We are live out here at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena for the 15th annual Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots, presented by attorney and counselor Robert E. Inario, PC. There's Rob. There's a hey, folks.
Yay, Rob.
Let's give Rob a round of applause.
Yes.
Not only title sponsor for this whole thing, but he is giving a dollar for every like he gets on Instagram.
And follower.
New follower. That's right. Yeah, excuse me. New follower. You can follow him at Raw Binario. Now you're saying to yourself, what? Put in R-O-B-I-A-N and it'll pop up.
Yeah, you'll be able to find him real easy if you just type that in.
Robion.
R-O-B-I-A-N. So you'll be able to find him easy if you just do that. He's 4 hours in, so are we? That means 24 hours to go.
That means in one day we can go home.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
In a day we can be able to go home.
But, you know, they usually keep us around until about 10:30 taking pictures and stuff.
Yeah, bull do.
Yeah. But, you know, they do. They do.
We're going to do this one like they should do a wedding reception. We're going to do the pictures before the wedding.
Yes.
We'll do the pictures at like 9 o'clock. 10, we're leaving. And then stay another hour. But that's we'll figure that out tomorrow. I can tell you this. Later on this afternoon, the folks from 9 Round are here. We're going to talk to them and find out what their mission is to make people stronger in 30 minutes. My gosh.
Yes, they do a 30-minute workout that'll blow you away, man. We might need to do that later on just to keep up the energy and the warmth.
I have to tell them about my 20-minute leg workout. That's when I have to go number two at a public restroom and I don't sit down.
Yeah, it's just one squat, but it does wonders for your thighs.
It really does. I'll share that with them. Also, Mose will be out here. Mose will be out here starting at 11 o'clock for folks that bring a brand new unwrapped toy or cash donation. Get some free lunch.
Yeah, Mose will have you for lunch. And then you're like, well, I can't make it for lunch. I got to come after work. Don't worry. Frankie's New York Style Pizza will be out here at 6 o'clock
hey.
For dinner.
Yeah. Pepperoni.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
And then hockey at 7 with the Swamp Rabbits. $2 from every ticket goes to Toys for Tots.
We are going to, through you, help some kids have a Christmas this year, and we are very, very appreciative of each and every one of you. Now, the show does not end.
No.
It will go on another 24 hours.
Yes, it will. We're not going anywhere.
No.
Hey, now I'm loud.
Bonus.
There you go. I hear you a little bit better now.
Yeah.
He was faded off to one side for some reason.
Oh, okay. Now I'm in stereo.
Yeah, you can come by and see me, sans eyebrows. I took those off today because of my pigskin punishment. So, you know what, though? The thing about it is people are like, you know, it doesn't look that bad.
Like, yeah, it's kind of creepy, though. Like,
yeah, it is. Like, what did you expect it to look like? Like, I look awful. Like, I could be like, they could do a prequel to Saw, and I could be like younger Jigsaw.
Yeah, you kind of could.
I mean, the hair covers up the outline, but when you see the outline now, it's like upside down Nike checks.
Yeah, wait, do you see my 5 o'clock shadow on these things?
upside down Nike checks. Fat Boy has the upside down Longhorn skull on his face.
I tell you, there's product placement everywhere.
You might be in the club, buddy.
That's right. And we'll do another drawing here for some more TSO tickets here momentarily as well. That's the other thing. You get to register for free prizes when you come and bring a brand new unwrapped toy or toy donation here at the Bon Secours Wellness Arena.
Yeah, and by the way, if you're coming by anytime soon, we still have biscuits. Somebody brought by donuts. But we still have Bojangles biscuits over here, coffee from Le Peep. Take Heart Church is outside with hot chocolate and coffee they got.
Hot cocoa.
I say hot chocolate. We have all kind of stuff for you if you come out here and donate. Register to win stuff, get you some food, get some snacks, get something to drink. We have all kind of stuff for you, all kind of reasons to hang out.
If you don't have a way to get here and you don't have any money, I get it. I guarantee you, you have a social media. Because no matter what your plight is, the social media remains, right?
Yeah.
So use your social media for good. Spread the word. You can go to facebook.com/riseguys. Twitter at the Rise Guys and Instagram at the Rise Guys, and just copy and paste, screenshot it, share it to your story, whatever you can do. But just give us a retweet or whatever the different social media touch point is, and help us get the word out. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, snap it out on Snapchat, whatever you do. Put it on your Tinder profile.
Yeah, why not?
People will like you if you look like you're charitable on there.
Yeah, that's right. And plus, Rob Binario will be giving free legal advice if you come by, bring a new unwrapped toy, and pull him to the side with your questions. You'll help him out.
Yeah, and if you come out and take pictures with us, you're free to use those on your Tinder profile as well.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's female, and she has a picture of me on her Tinder profile, and it attracts all kind of attention from dudes.
Really?
That's awesome. Like,
oh, you know Nine?
Know him.
I'm serious. This is real
know
fun.
Know him.
He's my buddy.
Biblically. Thank you.
No.
Again, thanks to everybody that supported us so far. Keep it going. We are going to take a break. More of the Rise Guys 28-hour show for Toys for Tots live from the Bon Secours Wellness Arena, powered by attorney Rob Binario. Go follow him on Instagram. We'll be back right after this.
The Rise Guys 28-hour broadcast for Toys for Tots is happening right now. Live in the Bon Secours Wellness Arena in downtown Greenville. Drop off a new toy now. Powered by attorney Rob Binario and the U.S. Marines. For more info, hit up 933theplanetrocks.com.